A new study shows the economic benefits of early childhood education. According to the report, the bigger the investment in getting kids ready for school, the bigger the economic returns for states. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
The easiest way to get people to understand the economic impact of childcare in their state is to compare it to another big budget item. Jen Wohl is a researcher at the National Economic Development and Law Center in Oakland. She offers Minnesota as an example.
Minnesota is considered the third biggest state that produces corn. So when you compare childcare to corn, it starts making sense to people because they identify themselves as an agricultural state.
In 2003, Minnesota spent almost as much on childcare as they did producing corn, in the billion-dollar range. In Massachusetts, more people worked in the childcare industry than in telecommunications, computers, and pharmaceuticals. Wohl says that trend occurred in all the states they studied.
Without fail, early care and education always came up as the top third or fourth as compared to the biggest industries in the state.
Wohl says research about quality childcare already points to big benefits for children in terms of school readiness, achievement, and even reduced crime. 40 states are already offering some form of pre-kindergarten education, and Georgia and Oklahoma have universal pre-K programs. But some advocates believe early education should be universal nationwide.
At the moment, the only pot of money that the federal government provides is for families in poverty, and they don't provide nearly enough.
Leslie Kalman is a senior vice president for the group Legal Momentum, a liberal advocacy group in Washington. The group teamed up with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology to produce the new research about the long-term economic benefits of investing in early care and education. Anne Bookman is executive director of the MIT Workplace Center.
The interests of business and the interests of families are integrally related, and if we serve the interests of families by taking good care of and educating well young children, we will also be promoting a very healthy and vibrant economic climate.
For example, in the form of communities where a talented workforce can afford to settle and raise young children, or where young people with advanced degrees can afford to take jobs in the childcare industry. But some researchers say universal pre-K is not a panacea.
The quality in the individual classroom that each child receives, that is the key.
Ron Haskins is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says the federal government already spends $25 billion on early care and education. Haskins estimates it would cost more than double that to provide universal early education, and he's not sure spending more money will mean better child care.
I think that there would be a large number of states and a large number of localities that the programs would not be of sufficient quality to produce the kind of benefits that are shown in this report.
Haskins believes the more realistic approach to quality early education is for states to keep developing their own policies. For example, Massachusetts just passed legislation that would require all lead teachers in pre-kindergarten classrooms to have bachelor's degrees by 2008. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.